This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st. There's no evidence of the avian flu in Pennsylvania, according to officials. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania is among the states with the most ATV and UTV accidents. The battle of the spotted lanternfly continues. Finally, a budget hearing took an out-of-this-world turn. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. There's no evidence that the avian flu that has affected cattle elsewhere is present in Pennsylvania, reports the Tribune Review. And even if it does get here, experts are reassuring everyone that it won't affect the meat or milk supply, and will most likely just cause something more like a cold to cattle. 36 herds in 9 states have been confirmed infected as of the recording of this episode. ATVs and UTVs, utility terrain vehicles, have become increasingly popular since the pandemic, reports PennLive. So much so that Nationwide projects their market value will hit nearly $70 billion over the next decade. However, as a recent Nationwide report points out, this increase in ATVs and other off-road vehicles coincides with a rise in accidents involving them. Pennsylvania, for one, has the third highest number of accidents involving ATVs and UTVs in the country. This, in fact, has become such a problem statewide that there's a bill out there right now that is looking to crack down on ATVs, dirt bikes, and the like to ensure safety. The spotted lanternfly has just about taken over almost all of Pennsylvania, states Axios Philadelphia. 6 counties were added to the quarantine zone in February, according to the state agriculture department, making the ratio 51 out of 67 counties total. Over $50 million has been funneled to fight the invasive species, which, in turn, is estimated to cost Pennsylvania hundreds of millions of dollars in damage due to the crops and just general plants they ruin. So go ahead and smash them and their eggs if you see them. It was the usual droll state budget hearing between the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, aka PEMA, and the State House Appropriations Committee, starts PennLive. Then PEMA Director Randy Padfield was asked what kind of threats the state's nuclear power plants may face from things like drones, and just casually dropped in how the agency received reports of UFOs in the past. To which Chair Jordan Harris promptly responded, quote, "So wait. Run that back again." The Pennsylvania Capital Star thought the same thing and decided to investigate just how many UFO reports PEMA received and found dozens streamed in it just over the past decade or so. The Capital Star also apparently asked to see PEMA's records concerning, quote, "encounters with unknown beings, including those of suspected extraterrestrial or cryptozoological nature," unquote, but didn't elaborate on that. That's all for today. For more news, drop by PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast wherever you may listen to it, and to share it around with people you think would like it too. Thanks in advance, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro. We'll talk more tomorrow during another episode of Today in PA. This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st.